I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Doug, welcome.
It's good to be here.
It is the 50th anniversary of the Kentucky Civil Rights Act, which was signed into law in late January 1966. It's also a time, though, where we're reflecting on the loss of Kentucky civil rights icon Georgia Davis Powers.
It was Governor Ned Breathitt who signed the Civil Rights Act in Kentucky in 1966. A major force behind passage of that legislation was the 1964 March on Frankfort, which was largely organized by Georgia Davis Powers. The Nunn Center has major oral history projects with both of those individuals, and we brought the voices together in conversation today.
We had a lot of centers of enlightenment in Kentucky. Louisville School Board back in implementing desegregation, and there were lots of areas and very decent and light people over Kentucky that rallied to this.
Frank Stanley Jr., who's editor for the Louisville Defender, which is a black weekly newspaper, he had organized a group called Allied Organizations for Civil Rights. There was a public accommodations bill that had been introduced in the House of Representatives, and he was supportive of that.
See, we cooperated with the leaders of the march and to keep it peaceful and under control.
We were able to get Dr. Martin Luther King as our speaker and Jackie Robinson, and Peter Paul and Mary were the entertainers. So it was a cold, blustery day on March the 5th, 1964.
It was a whole group that came in to my office. It was Jackie Robinson and King, Frank Stanley Jr.
Some of the reporters told me that, well, the governor was in his office. I said, well, they asked him to come out and speak to the people. They said, well, we did, but he won't come out. I said, okay. I said, after he's over, we'll go see him. Bold. I took Dr. King, Jackie Robinson, and about four or five black preachers. I said, come on, let's go see him. When I knocked on the door, because I'd worked for him a whole year to get him elected. Well, who should answer the door? The office, the manager of his campaign when I was working in CFI. She said to me, Georgia, I never thought you'd do a thing like this. I said, June, you know what? I never thought that he would win. And he gave everybody a job in Frankfort and never offered me one. I said, I never thought he'd do that either. And I went on past her, I took him in, I introduced Dr. King to Governor Breathitt.
They came through and he says, Governor, you have an opportunity to be the supporter and pass the first civil rights bill south of Mason-Dixon line. Well, I said, Reverend King, we'll pass it. You know, it was an emotional reform time. There was a lot of feeling after Kennedy's death. We've got to do these great things he laid his life down for. It was a great time to do those sort of things. So it was not a battle in which we didn't have a lot of support, but there was an underlying cultural opposition that was here, the darker side of our nature in Kentucky, and it was there. And they weren't ready to do it.
Unfortunately, they didn't get that law passed in 1964, but 2 years later, they did.
Martin Luther King said that Kentucky's Civil Rights Act of 1966 was the strongest act passed by a southern state at that time.
And as you mentioned, one of the key organizers of that march sadly passed away at the age of 92 last week, Senator Georgia Davis Powers.
We're lucky to have both of their stories preserved in the archive.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.